It's secure.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm not hearing the audio.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sorry, my ears were not working on that one. I am ready to rock the health world this hour. I want to say thanks to my dear friends Christopher Barr and Scott Kennedy for helping me chime in on the issue of the top 10 drugs that were causing violence last hour. This hour, Grandma got run over by a flu shot. Could it be? Yeah, we've got some flu news in the news, but no, on the Robert Scott Bell Show radar, and in ways that you will not hear it anywhere else. Except on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check out robertscottbell.com if you want to know where we've been and where we're going. And, of course, if you ever miss a show, there are archives, links, streaming. You got it. It's all over the place. Also want to say thanks to Jerry Doyle for having me back on this week. This is something that I do from time to time, and we cover the top 10 drugs, but there's lots more time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to cover super antibodies for swine flu survivors. And what does that mean? What does that mean? Of course, to modern medicine, it means, well, let's see if we can take out some of their blood, genetically modify it, and make a universal flu shot. This despite the fact that this year, all the news is saying, hey, it's just a kind of a normal flu season, just a regular old flu, never acknowledging what we acknowledge here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that influenza doesn't even have to be caught. It can be created from within, and by and large is, via the destructive behaviors, either done in ignorance or arrogance, it matters not. It causes damage to the integrity of the gut, the intestinal fortitude that you need to get through life healthy and happy. And that is, by overconsuming even good quality foods, you upset the delicate floral balance. The microflora, the microbiome for which we all utilize Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus to kick it into gear and get things going, digestive health going, immune health going. We talked about even depression, how it relates to gut health as well. We cannot overstate this fact. But despite the fact that all reports are that this flu season is a normal one, pharmaceutically conflicted media, doctors and government regulators are still urging experimental vaccinations for all. That's right. Just as expected, as I predicted, swine flu survivors showing powerful antibody responses to even the H1N1. Oh, no. That's right. The swine flu, they said, will kill us all. The end of the world is near. Remember Julie Gerberding, Chicken Little. But instead of acknowledging naturally conferred super immunity, if that's what we want to call it, the mad scientists of Big Pharma pretend they can now create a universal flu vaccine. And never mind the horrific issue. And it's hard to make light of it, but I mean, what else do you say as Grandma gets run over by a flu shot? Big story, and I've got it linked at the blog at robertscadbell.com. A grandmother dies from swine flu after she has the jab, as they say in Britain. She got the swine flu shot, she got the swine flu, and she died. And true to form, as we've covered here from the beginning of that swine flu nonsense in 2009, the only people that were really at risk were people with pre-existing conditions, immune suppression, immune depression, gut issues, lung issues, histories of emphysema, all kinds of bronchitis. All of these things also, again, relate, once again, to gut health, gut immunity, also relate to liver health. And, of course, having the nutrients in the dark protect yourself from the oxidative stress due to living life on planet Earth under a global regime that respects nature, not respects only the Federal Reserve fiat contrived dollar and anybody else's currency, fiat currency, which is funny money. That's why we'll have the author of The Dollar Meltdown on a little later this hour, Charles Goyette, talking about the Nullify Now conference coming up in Phoenix, Arizona. He'll be there. I'll be there. Gary Johnson, former governor. Sheriff Mack will be there. We got lots of good rock and roll on that front as well. And as well, we've got Doc Harmony coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk about ear infections and some more attempts to plug little boys and girls with more antibiotics because they don't get enough. They don't get enough vitamin A, vitamin antibiotic. Of course, it's not a vitamin. It's absurd is what it is. So grandma gets a swine flu shot, dies of swine flu. And doctors want to promote vaccinating everybody on planet Earth for influenza. And if you thought Obamacare was kinder and gentler than the so-called Republican idea of a free market, which it is not, we have not had free market for healing in much of the 20th century, going back to 1910 and the downfall that would happen after the Flexner Report of 1910. Freedom. Yeah. Americans don't love liberty, do they? I know the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show do, but the rest of the I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. As I said, it's not about party. For those of you who think that the kind of medicine we had in America before Obamacare was good, you're on crack. I'm sorry. It wasn't a free market. It was a controlled market. It was a government-infested market. It wasn't a market at all. It was a monopoly, a medical monopoly. And for those who think it's better under Obamacare, you've only strengthened the medical monopoly, the pharmaceutical solution to all problems caused by Big Pharma. Dang, damn it. You know, this is what we're still putting up with. And then you get a guy like Jared Loughner who goes nuts and shoots people. And then they blame guns. Whereas guns were designed to protect the people from the overreach of government. And, of course, what I preach, if I can call it preaching here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, is a nonviolent approach to restore liberty. Nonviolence. That's why I like the 10th Amendment Center. Why I like what's happening with the Nullify Now group. Simply withdrawing the energy that is used to enslave you, that is used to rob you of your God-given liberty by virtue of your birth, by very virtue of your birth. And yet in Obamacare, you have something known as the No Child Left Unimmunized Against Influenza program. That's on page 1,392. After they passed it, Nancy Pelosi, we could read it and find out what nonsense and danger was in there. And the program under that section is designed to administer vaccines consistent with the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, right, dripping with the mercurial conflicts of interest, preserved with the Marisol that they claim is no longer there. No, it's there. And it's more than that. And they want annual vaccines for all children 5 to 19. The bill would ensure that year after year, more American children than ever before would get shot up with vaccines full of devastating, toxic medicaments. But some of you would say, well, at least it's voluntary. It's voluntary! Oh, don't you love it when the Orwellians in big government say voluntary? What they really mean is compulsory! That is how Orwell speak works in modern America since well before 1984 and well after as well. Parents, you don't want your kids vaccinated for H1N1. You found that your kids were being vaccinated against your will. Oops, we made a mistake. Ray Lynn from Cafe Mom specifically circled no on a permission slip regarding the H1N1 swine flu vaccine, only to be horrified to find out later that her five-year-old daughter had been administered the nasal mist swine flu live vaccine at school. A furious Ohio mother reported that her 7-year-old son, who had problems with medications, was vaccinated for the H1N1 swine flu shot at school against her wishes. 3 children in New York City were mistakenly, oops, given the H1N1 swine flu vaccine without permission. In Brooklyn, 1 6-year-old girl with epilepsy was given the H1N1 swine flu shot vaccine without permission, and she reacted so badly to it that she ended up hospitalized. One dad in Kentucky, hopping mad because his 7-year-old boy was given the swine flu shot by accident. One news outlet in Ohio discovered the H1N1 nasal spray vaccines were given to a whole group of toddlers without permission. in what is again being called a huge mistake. If you did it, you would be in prison. When government do it, oops, sorry. The reality is that no child left unimmunized against influenza means not only grandma gets run over by a flu shot, but your children do too. This is healthcare reform Obama. This is the kinder, gentler Obama that was replacing the cruel and unusual Republicans that people would say, oh, they're so mean and bad. And all. Look, they're both sides of the aisle are corporatists, and they don't recognize freedom, even if it's stapled to their forehead with the chicken to get across the road that they want to beat you up to make you go across to the road to get vaccinated and to get your children vaccinated. And if they happen to carry your child across the road and it gets hit, your child gets hit by a bus along the way, all they'll do is say, sorry. Then you have to petition the government through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act and say, please, please compensate me for the loss or the damage to my child that will never be the same. And over $2 billion with a B, not that that's much anymore, dollars have been paid out of taxpayer money since that act was passed. $2 billion. But vaccines are safe. Paul Offit is a prophet. And, of course, the guy Brian Deere, the journalist who's trying to bring down Andrew Wakefield. Yes, they know it all. There's no danger to vaccines. You people out there, me, Robert Scapell, we're all a bunch of loony numbnuts because we actually believe the truth. We found out the facts. We've observed the children. We know the gut damage caused by vaccination, and we know that antibodies are not even sufficient to protect against disease, which is why the super immunity is nonsense. Naturally conferred, then they want to genetically modify it from those people? No! Good health begets good health. We're going to talk more about that with my dear friend Doc Harmony from HarmonyCone.com. When we come back, there's a story about more antibiotics for children. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Information you will get nowhere else. Thank you for being here. Coming right back. Say thanks to my sponsors.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we still rocking the health world every week? Yes, we are. Yes, we can. Yes, we do. Thank you for being in the great audience of the United States of Health Talk Radio. I'm speaking to you. I appreciate you all around the world here and all of my affiliates in the United States and elsewhere. And all of you listening online, the cheap seats, the nosebleed seats. No, you're there, and I'm welcoming you as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see the links to everybody, including my guest. Right now, Doc Harmony from HarmonyCone.com, and I couldn't think of anybody better to cover this story with me that I have linked up at the blog. Early antibiotics help ear infections in young children. This is off of WebMD, the number one site. The number one site on planet Earth for medicine. Of course, number two is Mercola. Thank goodness it's moving in the right direction. And then we got NaturalNews.com and Mike Adams. But WebMD, with their misinformation here, promoting antibiotics in young children, yet weren't they the ones, Doc Harmony, that promoted waiting, and they referred to the science about not rushing into antibiotics?
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. Thank you for having me. And it's just amazing. WebMD, you know, has been reporting up until this month, wait and see, wait and see. Don't give antibiotics. Don't give antibiotics. And the studies that they referred to then were the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA. Now they're referring to a study done by a new fella on the scene from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And basically, the study is still the same. However, WebMD, I think, took a little liberty on their headline and actually misrepresented the whole study. They're still saying wait.
Wait. You're saying that even though the headline is early antibiotics help ear infections, and even though we've acknowledged that even WebMD has published the stories, the research articles about waiting and not rushing in antibiotics because of the resistance, because of the danger, the gut damage, the headline says it's great, but you're saying even the body of the article, they're acknowledging it may not be?
Not in their article, but of course if you do further study and actually go to the study and you actually go to what the doctors are actually saying, they are very clearly saying that, wait, you have to have an accurate diagnosis before treating an ear infection with antibiotics. It is a direct quote from Pitts and Hoberman that you do not prescribe antibiotics in borderline cases just in case the infection gets worse. And they're still urging parents and doctors to wait until there are clinical signs of an ear infection, period. It hasn't changed. And on top of that, when you look at their actual clinical, those that were on antibiotics and those that were on placebos, in 7 days, 80% of the people on antibiotics were fine, and in the placebo, 74% of the people were fine. But the people on the placebo didn't have diarrhea and diaper rash and vomiting.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, they didn't. The non-drug people didn't get gut damage. Imagine that.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think I'll take that little itty-bitty 6% and forego the vomiting and the diarrhea.
And they were just placebo group. I mean, had they done things like the homeopathic capsicum, which is known for its use in childhood ear infections, or silver hydrosol, which is known to wipe out microbes that you don't want, or, my goodness, utilizing an ear candle, as it's known, these are things that could be used. They weren't even used in those groups, and yet most of them still got better anyway.
Absolutely. And once again, Robert, as you know and we know, once again it goes back to taking responsibility. Where are ear infections coming from? Number one culprit, milk allergies, cigarette smoke. The eustachian tube closes, the bacteria builds up. There you go. But if we had clean, healthy lifestyles and took responsibility for our health, ear infections wouldn't even be we wouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Yeah, and not only that, the milk allergies that we talk about, the milk, it used to be that moms knew, they call that the passing down from generation to generation, what moms knew. They would use raw milk or even colostrum for healing, but now the milk is so filled with pus and antibiotic residues and recombinant bovine growth hormone. It's pasteurized, it's homogenized, it's not even food anymore.
Absolutely, and of course, as you know, that's why they're getting the infections. The body's responding and defending itself. And once again, like you said, absolutely, Sovereign Silver, wonderful, wonderful. The ear candles, wonderful. Why are we not, instead of giving $17 million to Dr. Pitts over the past 10 years to focus on antibiotics and otitis media, why not give a couple million to, an ear candle company or natural immunogenics, and let's do some real clinicals, and instead of coming out with, an 80% efficacy rate, let's go for a 98 to 100% efficacy rate.
Oh, yeah, but of course, it's non-pharmaceutical, so they can't have it. You've got the head of the guy from National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director, Anthony Fauci. I've talked about this, in my humble opinion, criminal, in regards to the whole HIV-causing AIDS controversy and all of the pharmaceutical money that went to prop up that phony paradigm. But he's also talking about, he's quoted here and talking about a new study showing that when doctors diagnose otitis media using strict criteria, antibiotic treatment is best. But, of course, it's all promoting, as you said, a pharmaceutical solution where there is no pharmaceutical problem. In other words, they didn't lack the drug. There was no drug deficiency for which children are suffering. We need them to have nutrients and a good, healthy ecology. And, of course, another thing about that ecology is overlooked is about the, as you know, the ear candles, how they alter the terrain of the ear environment for better health.
Absolutely. I mean, it's simple. It's just so simple. That's what's amazing. It's this relaxed wakefulness. The body relaxes. The eustachian tubes do what it's supposed to do, relax. They're open and naturally allow the fluids to drain. And then follow it up with your natural immunogenic product, Sovereign Silver. It's a win-win situation. Trust me, I'd rather go with the 98% efficacy rate from Canada and Germany than I would with this 80% and have to puke and have diarrhea all week long.
Yeah, well, there was some controversy we covered together. By the way, you're listening to Doc Harmony from Harmony Cohn, PhD. She's brilliant, and she's doing a lot of things very few people know and understand and trying to get the word out. I'm so glad for her doing that. But you covered this with me on the air a while back, that there was this major attack, and I think it's still going on, with the U.S. FDA against ear candles. And we can go into a lot of the reasons why they're attacking it, but the fact that there was some things behind the scenes related to more, even more, as I covered the flu shot, it wasn't just about the flu. This was now about shots related to ear infections.
Absolutely, and it's so brilliant you said that, because as a matter of fact, Dr. Pitts received millions of dollars from SmithKline to work on the new Prevnar 13 ear infection vaccine for ear infections. And once again, it's you look at this money trail and you go, holy cow, this guy. Personally, I think that they're pushing for the antibiotics. They're changing their position in the marketing media, and then the next step is going to be the new vaccine, because apparently Pfizer lost a few billion dollars last quarter, so they need to catch up on it. And this vaccine is supposed to produce more money and income for them than Lipitor.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. The statin drugs are completely worthless in regards to the fact that cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. Doesn't matter to the FDA. Promote the heck out of it. No child is suffering from an antibiotic deficiency disease when it comes to ear infection. No problem. Promote it anyway. And when we're talking about the vaccines now for ear infections, it gets more and more ludicrous and more dangerous. And that's why, again, the concept of nullifying that which is unholy, if I can call it, much less unconstitutional, is a growing movement and awareness, whether it be in health, healing, politics, or everything. We cover it here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Doc Harmony, can you stick around for one more segment for me?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. We're going to do some more healing with Doc Harmony of Harmony Cohn. And then we've got the Dollar Meltdown. We'll talk about nullifynow.com and a lot more healing to go, including a moment of duh a little later. Stay with me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, thanks for being a part of the place where healing lives in media. That's right, we don't ask permission. We don't need it. And where it's not required, don't ask. And, of course, we'll tell you all the good things you need to know that you won't hear anywhere else on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have not been to the website yet, it's very easy, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for your email updates and alerts as well. It's absolutely free. Catch the archives. If you ever miss a show, they're going to be there. And the stuff doesn't expire. That's right. We don't need Thimerosal. We don't need preservatives. The information is just that good. Thank you for being a part of it. We're going to cover some more of the ear infection issue now with my dear friend Harmony Cohn, Doc Harmony. She's covered a lot of things over the years, and she's been on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years as well. And I want to revisit something, Doc Harmony here, because we talk about the attack of big pharma, big government on the freedom to heal, the freedom to know about healing substances, and they really went all out assault last year against ear candles. And I think my listeners really need, and I want to know, what's the update, what's the latest, what can they do to help, and can they still get them?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have a wonderful statement from the FDA after they attacked 17 manufacturers in the USA last February. And basically it says consumers don't have a valid complaint against the FDA because they can still get ear candles. Great. Thank you. We love in writing. It just doesn't get any better than that. You know, of course, the FDA went after the 17 manufacturers. The top big three were included in that because basically they had their new vaccine coming out. Now, of course, over the year, what has been very interesting is the evolution of their attack against certain manufacturers. Most of the manufacturers, the smaller ones, shut down, but the top three out of the top three, which would include Harmony Cone ear candles, two of them had to pay fines. They had to destroy product and do product recall. Of course, us, Robert, as you know, fought and are still fighting and will continue to fight for our right to choose our choice and how we heal our bodies, period. There's absolutely no contraindications to using this product. They have four fabricated AERs on their website about ear candles. Now, let's go into that briefly. I agree, there should always be safety. The manufacturer should always take personal responsibility and obligation to make sure that their product is the best and safest on the market. And we've done that. We came out with our new safety tip, which is patented, just in case anything would happen, people don't use it properly, anything can happen, of course. You know, of course, people eat a whole bottle of aspirin and you don't see them taking aspirin off the market, you know, because they didn't follow directions. So we have gone above and beyond to make sure that this is the safest product on the market. Actually, worldwide, we've obtained CE certification, TGA licensure in Australia. The world loves us. But the FDA doesn't. I think that should tell you something.
That tells me why I love you too. Doc Harmony is doing great work out there. And again, standing ground for freedom, and very few companies and people are willing to do that because they cower in fear when they hear Big G. Government's coming! And of course, government is a danger. Our founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, they knew of it. They warned us about it. And they said, if you ever ignore the founding documents and you allow them to run free in anarchy, which basically our government is in anarchy because it no longer acknowledges any limitations, then the people are in jeopardy. The freedom to heal is in jeopardy, as we know. The dawn of Codex Alimentarius on our shores and ruling by treaty and fiat, all of that stuff is happening, but people like Doc Harmony are helping out in their own great way. And, of course, you still can get the Doc Harmony, the Harmony Cone ear candles, which are so wonderful as tools. They're not Hoover vacuum cleaners to suck earwax out, just so you know that. Doc Harmony knows this firsthand, but they are a wonderful tool for altering the terrain back to health, opening up energy centers as well, all the things that will make you more able to see the truth and act on that truth.
Well, and absolutely. And that's what was so interesting about looking at the study done just recently and the ones that were done in 2006 with the ear infections. I was kind of disheartened at first that only 74% of the people in the placebo group, actually, their bodies cured themselves. Well, and I thought about that.
Oops. Oh, hold on, Dr. Hermie. Hold on. We're out of time. Hold on. I'm going to find out. We can bring you back some more after this. I also have Charles Goyette coming up for the Dollar Meltdown and the Nullify Now thing. We'll have a couple of more minutes left with Doc Harmony after this. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super C-Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super C-Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super C-Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super C-Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super C-Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super C-Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperC-Veg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rock Harmony from Harmony Cone at harmonycone.com, where you get the ear candles where I get them, and all around the country you can still get them. But where do we go from here, Doc Harmony? Put a positive stamp on this.
Absolutely, Robert. Just encouraging everybody, moms, dads, take back control of your health. Take back and stop listening to these lies and deception. If you can take back control of your health, increase your immune system, get back healthy and vital, then, my God, we can take back our nation. We can turn it around, and that is the solution.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Doc Harmony, HarmonyCone.com. Thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio. And now we've got Charles Goyette joining me now, the author of The Dollar Meltdown. He is helping out the 10th Amendment Center and the Nullify Now Tour in 2011 here, January 29th. First one coming up in Phoenix, Arizona. Charles, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, I'm glad that we did a little fundraiser for the 10th Amendment Center earlier last week, and we're going to be able to get together there at that event. And what I'm looking from you is, what are you going to be talking about? Because, you know, you're as the author of The Dollar Meltdown, a fantastic book explaining so much about what we don't learn growing up in America about monetary history, policy, what money is, what it is, and all of that. What will you be letting loose on at the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now?
Well, I'll tell you, it's suddenly become a much easier sell persuading the American people that there's a problem. Basically, the federal government is insolvent. I think everybody's beginning to realize that now. Cities and municipalities are insolvent, too. The federal government, though, is the 800-pound gorilla because it can do something that other governmental entities, be they states or municipalities, can't do. It can print money. And believe you me, Robert, they are on a course to print money to beat the band. Now, In an environment of governmental insolvency like this, the relationship between free people and their government starts to change dramatically. I mean, this isn't our first currency crisis rodeo. You know, the world has been through these events many, many times. And so you enter a period in which a bankrupt government suddenly starts to become very, very desperate to enforce its will. And it becomes what I like to call a command economy and starts to do things to deflect attention away from the financial problems that it has created itself. And so this business of nullification and obeying the Constitution and the Tenth Amendment become very, very crucial in a period of financial crisis such as we are entering in this country. We do not want to let the federal government institute a command economy. By a command economy, I mean all kinds of madness that governments so often do when they destroy the value of the currency. They try to deflect attention from themselves by instituting things like wage and price controls. And wage and price controls always and everywhere create huge economic dislocations and typically shortages throughout the economy. And then when the shortages appear, which the government created itself by instituting wage and price controls, then typically they would institute rationing. And at that point, you really see, you know, just a total crumbling of commerce and the prosperity of the people. So the federal government now in this state of on destitution's doorstep is going to be needed to be held in check from instituting any of these police state actions. Well, and Nullify Now is an important component of awakening the people to this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Charles, because there's so much now with the issue in Tucson and violence and violence and violence. Of course, the most violent institutions on planet Earth are basically government institutions, as we know. But in reality, they're trying to paint it as a problem of the people being violent or mental illness. They want to drug everybody as opposed to really getting to the heart of the disenfranchisement and the lack of vital nutrients in food, for goodness sake. But we're talking about a nonviolent approach, are we not?
Yeah, well, sure we are. We're talking about a nonviolent approach. There's no reason to be violent. You just, you know, free people are made to be free, and the only threat to our freedom is the implementation of violence or force by some other institution. So, yeah, I'm with you. There's no reason to have to be violent about anything. I don't think it even enters the conversation. But the people need to be aware of what the typical threats are to their liberties, what governments do in a state of bankruptcy, and why the people are empowered to stop them from doing these things.
And that is something that is so not being taught in the so-called government indoctrination centers, public schools. So we've got a lot of work to do. You've done with your book. I'm sure you'll have more. And the things that you're doing at Nullify Now, I can't wait to hear what you have to say in addition to what you're doing here with me today on the radio.
Well, it's a really, really worthy undertaking to help as many people understand. In fact, that's the primary objective of the dollar meltdown, not only to give investment advice, but to teach people how to protect themselves and their families from this kind of period. People don't have to be victimized by a bankrupt government if they understand how events begin to unfold in these cases, and that's what I've written about.
Charles, can they learn more at your website then?
Sure. Why don't they go to thedollarmeltdown.com? Your listeners can go to thedollarmeltdown.com. Find out a little bit about the book, New York Times bestseller, The Dollar Meltdown at thedollarmeltdown.com.
And, of course, nullifynow.com. You can link to all of this at robertscottbell.com. We'll see you January 29th in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you, Charles. Coming back with a moment of duh about children and depression.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, special thanks to my guests today, Scott Kennedy, Christopher Bard, Doc Harmony from Harmony Cone, Charles Goyette. We got lots of healing to do in 2011, unapproved by any government agency, just the way we like it. We don't ask for permission where none is required, and neither should you. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com, links to everything. If you missed the top 10 drugs that cause violence and your options, should you decide not to be on that top 10 list, you'll have to catch the archives. The podcasts are available all over the place through robertscottbell.com, gcnlive.com, talkstreamlive.com, also naturalnews.tv with my good friend Mike Adams. And, of course, there's so many things we can and should and need to do every week. Not enough time to do it all. We'll see what we can do about that coming soon. We'll let you know. And in the meantime, you know, there's a thing that I do every once in a while when you see some scientific absurdities. I mean, people pay money, taxpayer money stolen to find stuff out. And you're thinking, you're scratching your head going, what the heck is that all about? It could only be this week's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, this week's Moment of Duh. You will not believe it. It says optimism could help kids keep depression at bay. No! Duh! Could you say that? Yeah, researchers found a slight link between optimism and less heavy drug abuse and bad behavior. It's incredible! It's incredible! And not only is optimism a cause for optimism and a cause to keep depression less likely to occur, and we covered the issue of depression and the antidepressant drugs, which are so dangerous, but there's something even more absurd in the Moment of Duh this week, and it relates to asthma. Listen to this question. Can diet protect against asthma? Ask your sixth grader. They'll probably get the right answer. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Can diet protect against asthma? My gosh, you know, we talked about the excitotoxins, the additives, the preservatives, the colorings, the flavorings, all of these synthetic toxic substances that have no place in the diet. And we don't know what the heck to do with it. We don't have the enzymes to modify it. It destroys the endocrine system, the hormones of developing children. It's excitotoxic, so it really irritates the nerves and the nervous system. All of these things creating scenarios where the liver becomes congested. Yes, liver congestion, something your doctor doesn't even know about. If they say your liver's a problem, they probably say, well, you've got liver failure. You've got hepatitis C or cirrhosis, but they never acknowledge the congested liver. Think of, the traffic jam on your favorite highway at rush hour when everything's piling into the liver and it slows down and the toxins accumulate. And yes, it impacts every system of the body, the digestive system, the immune system. the vascular system, the musculoskeletal system, which now can be inflamed because of the uric acid that can't be processed by the liver into a form that can be excreted by the kidneys. It's all related. The hip bone's connected to it. You know what I'm saying here? And this is the stuff ignored by the allopathic drug-induced doctors. The good ones, of course, I have on the show. You know that. We recognize that there are docs that have outgrown their training. But there are also plenty of non-docs that know more than the docs. And they don't have a license. They don't need one. They don't require it. And they shouldn't ask for one. Like the chiropractors. I know I got a lot of great doctors of chiropractic. Well, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I love you. Why, oh, why did you want a license like the medical doctors? Disaster. You ask permission of government and it gets controlled by those who can lobby the hardest, the loudest, the most profitable way possible. And of course, that results in diseases, stupid diseases like asthma that are easily preventable. By the way, if you want to know the homeopathic medicines to address lung issues, antimonium tartaricum is number one on the list. Antimonium tartaricum. There's also Drosera, D-R-O-S-E-R-A, Drosera. You'll listen to the archives if I go too fast. That's what it's there for. The media is great now. You don't have to listen once and it's over. You can keep listening. Drosera. Also, Spongia tosta, Spongia tosta, Spongia tosta. And, well, there are others. I would say the most important homeopathic remedy may be Bryonia alba, B-R-Y-O-N-I-A. That's wild hops, Bryonia alba, because it's a liver and lung polycrest. Works in both ways. That will help. Also, lobelia tincture. We talked about lobelia for healing the lungs of smokers, but asthmatics as well. You put a dropper full of lobelia tincture in some water and sip that water, you're going to help restore integrity to the lungs. That's just the nature of it. Can you take silver hydrosol and nebulize it? Absolutely! You know, in fact, we talked about the top 10 drugs and the evils of Merck. You know, IG Farben breaks up out of Nazi Germany. You've got Merck. Don't get Merck'd again! And, you know, Merck used to put out silver protein. They had mild silver protein, Merck did. Yeah, that's right. They use Merck silver. And now they abandoned it like everybody to antibiotics because the U.S. government held patent on penicillin. And then they talk, promote antibiotics. Silver, bad. Antibiotics, good. No, silver is a very, very beneficial trace element used appropriately, as I do in silver hydrosol. Will not turn you blue. You couldn't consume enough. But, you know, again, on generic colloidal silvers, I can't speak clearly about because we don't know what's in them until we investigate. And that's the concern I have, although it's like not likely to kill you either, because even the blue man out there that was making his own in his home, he's healthy and happy. He doesn't get the flu. He's got too much silver in his system. But he looks like a smurf. That's why I stay with silver hydrosol. You're not going to turn your children blue when you utilize the right form. So, also, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, good friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show here, and great book, Callous Disregard, is going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow. Let's see what kind of hatchet job they throw at him. I hope he goes in with his Kevlar vest, because they are not letting go. They are relentless in their pursuit of anybody that questions the sanctity of the sacrament of the Church of Biological Mysticism Vaccine Division. And, of course, Wakefield, all he did was had the unfortunate discovery and observation that these vaccines are causing gut damage, gut dysbiosis, damage to the lining of the gut. And he dared relate that to the observations that the parents made, behavioral disorders, autism spectrum disorders and symptoms. And for that, they crucify him. He's a good man. Get callous disregard. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell all your friends. Go to robertscottbell.com. And this is the place where we rock and roll the health world in order to restore sanity and the power where it belongs. No, not with government, not with big pharma, not with big media conflicted with all of those things, but with you, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.